If you are a sacrifice, jam your hands together for the Lord and be seated. Hallelujah. So briefly, I want us to look at something interesting this morning. The daughters of Jezebel. Ah, these women on the screen are very beautiful. Are they not attractive women? The daughters of Jezebel. The mere fact that she's the daughter of Jezebel, brother, you have to run for your life. Was Jezebel a good woman? But she was a very beautiful woman, hope you know. So beautiful that a king of Israel, hope you know that Jezebel was not an Israelite. Hope you know that Jezebel was not a Jew. So, for you to know how attractive she was, that a king of Israel went to another nation, and she was even a princess. Very beautiful woman, Jezebel. Very beautiful. Well, this was inspired from the last sermon that our daddy taught. He looked at the depths of Satan last week. How many of us can remember? The depths of Satan. That was the sermon topic. And while he was speaking, he referred to that woman, Jezebel. You know, I've not seen anybody bear that name. I don't know, have you seen anybody? I've not seen anybody bear the name Jezebel, because the character identified with that name was a very diabolic character. Praise the living God. You will see David, Abraham, Samson, Solomon, many of us give our children such beautiful names. But I'm here to find, have you ever seen Job? In this church, I think I know two Jobs. But I'm here to find a lady called after the name Jezebel. Maybe somebody will break the records. Mommies, you give your daughter the name Jezebel. Mommy is saying, God forbid. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 2 from verse 18 so that we understand what we want to look at. I have just limited time and I pray that the Lord will open somebody's eyes. It's just to catch a picture, that's all. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things, this message is towards the church in Thyatira, which is the fourth church age. These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. Oh, the IT is confusing us. The screen I'm reading with is not working. Please help us work on it. I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel. And this Jezebel, she calleth herself a prophetess to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children. So Jezebel has children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and heart. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. For unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden. But that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And the church will say, amen. Why will the Holy Ghost be talking about the depth of Satan when he was referring to Jezebel? It's because the Jezebel we are looking at is a product of the Antichrist spirit. Don't forget that the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. That means there will be a battle against the church. The gate of hell will come against the church. And this battle It's not battle for healing. It's not battle for deliverance. It's battle for the soul of man. Hallelujah. The Jezebel we are looking at today, praise the living God, is the Jezebel in the book of Revelations. And the book of Revelations is a prophetic book. It's a book of symbols. It is in the book of Revelations you will hear that there's a great dragon with seven heads. It is not a literal dragon, because in this world, there is no creature called dragon. In fact, there is no creature with seven heads, except in horror films. Do you understand me? So it is symbolic. You hear of seven mountains, a woman sitting upon seven mountains. How can a woman sit on seven mountains? A mountain is bigger than a human being. It is symbolic. The book of Revelations is a symbolic book, a prophetic book. So if you don't understand what is prophetically described in symbols in the book of Revelations, you will miss it. We are not looking at a physical Jezebel. Are we together? This Jezebel here that we read about is a prophetess. The Bible says she teaches. The Jezebel of the Old Testament in Israel, the historical Jezebel, was not a prophetess. She was a queen. But this one that we are looking at today is a prophetess that teach. In fact, the Lord Jesus said she was teaching his servant. That means she was a religious organization. Are we together? Since she's a woman, that means she's a kind of church. Somebody shouts hallelujah. The Jezebel referred to in the book of Revelations is a church. It's a church within the Christian fold, within the Christian community. Praise the living God. For you to understand that the more, additional prophecies were given about her in Revelation 17. So when you are reading Revelations 2 and you see that woman Jezebel, he's not talking of the Jezebel that married Ahab. No. It is a symbolic, a prophetic description of a particular church. Let's go to Revelation chapter 17 from verse 1. Revelation chapter 17 from verse 1 so that you will listen. All I'm saying now, our pastor taught us last week. Jezebel is a church. The Jezebel here is a church. It's not a physical woman. There was no woman in Thyatira bearing Jezebel. It was a church. It is a church. And there came one of the seven angels with the seven vows and talked with me saying, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great all that sitteth upon many waters. This is still that woman Jezebel. Are we together? If you are with me, say amen. Some people are looking as if I'm speaking Greek. I'm not speaking Greek. These are basic doctrines of the end time message. There's nothing new I'm bringing out. Let's read on. This woman Jezebel, she was described as a whore. Why? Because of her practice of fornication, as we saw in Revelation 2. It says, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw who? A woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy. And this woman is having how many heads? Seven heads and 10 horns. Symbolic. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Now listen. Upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery, comma, Babylon the Great, comma, the mother of saints. Some people are learning. The mother of who? Harlots. And who? Abominations of the earth. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. That means she's associated with the saints. And with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Now, let's go to verse 18. You can read the full chapter when you get home, but let's go to the last verse of that chapter 17, verse 18. What does it say? And the woman, now he's giving you a description of who this woman is. That woman you saw, she is what? That great city. Can you see the transformation from a woman to a city now? Not just is she the great city, she's the great city that reigneth over the kings of the earth. Brethren, which city is that? Eh? Now you talk about moving me talk about. That's the Vatican City. Are we together? So to conclude all we are saying, this Jezebel here in Revelation 2:18 and in Revelation 17 is the Roman Church. She's called the great awe that sitteth upon many waters. That city is the most powerful institution in the world. America is not the most powerful institution. Russia is not the most powerful. United Nations is not the most powerful institution. The most powerful institution in the world is that city. The Bible says she reigneth over the kings of the earth. You know, many of us like conspiracy theory, Illuminati, Freemasons. I have never been interested in any of those things. I have never, because I don't trace it to the scriptures. I'm not saying there might be no secret organizations, but the only secret organization that is ruling over the world is that city. So, I don't know, I might be wrong, but the little I know, that is why I don't believe there's any Illuminati reigning over the world. There might be secret cults that might, and there might be power tussles between them. But to say there's a particular organization that is ruling over the whole affairs of the world, the only one I see is that city. Every other one is a man-made theory. And the Bible refers to that city as a awe. This Jezebel, this Roman church, for over 1,000 years, she dominated Christianity. The spirit of prophecy calls her Jezebel so that we can know her character, so that we can know how wicked she was. I began by asking us, will any of us like to name our daughter Jezebel? No, because you know that Jezebel is wicked. If you have a daughter, you can call her Sarah. Is that not right? Some of us will call her Rebecca, even Rachel. But why have you not given your daughter's name Jezebel? Why? Let me hear from somebody. Mommy, why have you not given your daughter Jezebel? Any mother here? Let's hear mommy. Why didn't you name your daughter Jezebel?
I will not name my daughter Jezebel.
Why?
Mommy,
hope you know the name is fine. Jezebel.
What the Bible describes about Jezebel is horrible.
The only reason is because of her character. That's it. The character.
Character, we believe. If you name your child a particular name, it may influence the character. There's a link.
Thank you, Mommy. In essence, the reason why you will not give your... See, let me say something. This might shake some people. Hope you know Abednego, Shadrach, and Meshach. Do you know they're not good names? They're Babylonian names. Abednego, all those names are named after the idols of Babylon. The Babylonian name of Daniel was Belshazzar. Why don't we name our children Belshazzar? We'll name him Daniel. The names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were Ananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. They were good names. But we name our children after them because of the character, not even knowing the name, the meaning of those names. Before you give your child a name, know the meaning. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are not Christian names. They are Babylonian names after Babylonian idols. But many of us don't know this. But we give our children such names because of the character. But please, even if the character is good, check the meaning of the name. What I'm saying so is, the meaning of the name Jezebel might be good, but the character was evil. So the spirit of prophecy in describing this woman, this church, described her as Jezebel. For you to know how wicked she was. Why didn't the spirit of prophecy describe her as Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca? Why did he use Jezebel? It is to point at the wickedness of that woman, that church. Are we together? Let's look at the character of physical Jezebel. Let's familiarize ourselves with the physical Jezebel, the wife of Ahab. Can we have that slide? Character of Jezebel, the first slide. Now, this Jezebel is the historical one, the one that Ahab married. What did she do? Firstly, she brought idolatry into Israel. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 28. Let's take those scriptures and be fast. 1 Kings 16, 28. For you to know who this woman, the physical Jezebel, who she was. So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria. And Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 30 and 8 years of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. And Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. And Ahab, the son of Omri, see the commentary about him, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a lighting for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife who? Jezebel, the daughter of who? Ethbaal, king of Sidonians, not just king, he was the priest of Baal, and went and did what? Served Baal and worshipped him because of Jezebel. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. Can you see what he did? And Ahab made a groove. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Praise the living God. Who brought the worship of Baal to Israel? Jezebel. Another thing she did, she stirred up her husband to commit sins. She was the motivating force, the inspiration, the anointing behind Ahab that made Ahab to practice wickedness. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 25. Let's read it. For you to know how wicked physical Jezebel was. 1 Kings 20, 25. Hope I'm not mistaking the scripture. Check 21, 25, please. Yes, 21, 25. I made a mistake there. Listen, it says, but there was none like Ahab. What did he do? Which did he sold himself to do what? To walk wickedness in the sight of the Lord. But there was a force behind it. Go back to 25. This person is not following the scripture. He sold himself to walk wickedness in the sight of the Lord. But who was the one behind it? Can we read that last statement together? Whom Jezebel, his wife, steered up. So Ahab is wicked. Ahab is wicked. Who was the one behind it? It was Jezebel. For you to know how wicked she was. Let's go back to our slide. What did she do again? She killed and persecuted the prophets of God. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 13. So that when the Bible is describing a woman as Jezebel, you will use this character to identify the deeds of that woman. This is Obadiah talking to Elijah. He says, was he not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? And now I hid 100 men of the lost prophet by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. So what did she do? She even went as far as killing the prophets of Jehovah. Elijah killed 400 prophets of Baal. That was Igbo song that says, Onyamuma na biarula, Elijah. Everybody likes Elijah the prophet that called down fire. But a simple threat from Jezebel, what did Elijah do? That's when you know that the anointing is different from the man. The man can stand and vibrate and prophesy and do miracles. When the anointing leaves him, the Bible says Elijah was a man of like passions. He ran for his life. Jezebel.
One time in a prayer group, we had a prayer program for NBC that we titled Dealing with the Spirit of Jezebel. We called it the Spirit of Assassin because Jezebel is wicked. Another thing she did was she killed innocent people. 1 Kings 21 from verse 7 to 14. You know the story of Naboth. One certain day, Ahab came. He saw the vineyard of Naboth. And he went to meet Naboth and said, give me your vineyard. I will pay you. But in Israel, there was a law. You don't sell your inheritance. So Naboth feared Jehovah. So he said, no, I cannot give you my inheritance, the inheritance of my fathers. And Jezebel, his wife, so Ahab came home and he was angry. Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, she asked him, why are you angry, you king of Israel? He said, is it not because of Naboth? See her response. Jezebel, his wife, said unto him, do you now govern the kingdom of Israel? In other words, Jezebel was the governor. Arise and eat bread and let your heart be merry. I, Jezebel, I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth. What did she do? Let's read it fast. I want to jump on this because our story today is not even Jezebel. What we are saying is that she has daughters. We'll get there. So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with a seal. She sealed them with the king's seal. The king's seal is supposed to be in the king's hand. In the olden times, the seal was a ring that they wore. And it carried the authority of the king. That means Jezebel was the one in charge in Israel. Ahab was just a figurehead. And sealed them with a seal. For you to understand the statement that says that it is that woman that reigneth over the kings of the earth. And sent letters unto the elders and to the nobles that were in his city, dwelling with Naboth. Verse 9. And she wrote in the letter saying, proclaim a fast, set Naboth on high among the people, and set two men, sons of Belial, before him, to bear witness against him, saying, thou did blaspheme God, as if she believes in God and the king, and then carry him out and stone him that he may die. And the men of the city, even the elders and the nobles who were in the city, they trembled at the presence of Jezebel. They did as Jezebel had sent unto them, and as it was written in the letters which she had sent unto them. They proclaimed the fast. They set up Naboth on high among the people. And there came in two men, children of Belial, and sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him. Don't forget, the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city. And they stoned him with stones that he died. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth is stoned and he is dead. So what did Jezebel do? Verse 15. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give thee for money. For Naboth is not alive, but dead. Can you see how wicked she was? Ahab did not even think of saying, I am king, I must collect it by force. But there was a wicked woman behind Ahab. History records, see, secular history vindicates our Bible. When this woman, this Roman church, when they were in authority, all the kings of Europe, Western Europe, were at their command. In fact, the old Roman Empire changed to become the only Roman Empire. That means the Pope was actually the one in charge of all the affairs. For you to see how Jezebel was ruling over Israel. And lastly, what did Jezebel do? She brought strange fashions and practices to Israel. 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 30. It was from Jezebel that we saw that the Israelites started using attachments, weavon, and painting their face. And when Jehu was come to Jezebel heard of it. And what did she do? Sisters, can you read it together with me? What did Jezebel do? She painted her face and tired her head. She brought it into Israel. When we say your ring has no spiritual significance and has no spiritual advantage, rather has a negative spiritual significance. Many of us don't believe it. So also is all these things. Jezebel started it in Israel. Praise the living God. Now, those are a few characteristics of that woman, Jezebel, the physical one. And this character of us is the same with the spiritual Jezebel that we are looking at, the Roman church. As wicked as the physical Jezebel was physically, that's how diabolical the spiritual one, the prophetic one was. What and what did she do? Let's see the character of prophetic Jezebel. The second slide. The character of prophetic Jezebel. The second slide, please. The first thing she... The second slide, not this. The first thing she did, this prophetic Jezebel, this woman, the first thing she did was that she removed the word of God. Don't forget Matthew 13, verse 33. Matthew 13, 33, what does it say? Another parable speaking unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Which who? A woman. Who is that woman? Jezebel. She took and hid in three measures of meal until she corrupted everything. So that, just as the physical Jezebel brought idolatry to Israel, this prophetic Jezebel removed the word of God from the people. Brethren, you don't know the advantage or the blessing you have today, that you have the Holy Bible in your hand. Some of us have five Bibles in our house. You have plenty of Bibles, different collections of Bibles. When this woman Jezebel was ruling, the people don't even know what the Bible is. Only some certain priests had access to the Bible. Not all, though, some certain priests. So anything any priest comes and tells you, you will do. That is why it is referred to as the Dark Ages. The people had no access to the word of God. That was what this prophetic Jezebel was doing. So when the priest comes and tells you, today we have a new saint that we'll be praying to. It is Saint Nnamdi. What will you do? You will follow. Because you know no better. Today now you can argue. But the Bible says this. You know, when I see people arguing, the Bible says this. The Bible says that you are pointing at scriptures. In those days, you don't know what the Bible says. Is anything the church tells you that you will believe? That was what the prophetic Jezebel did. She brought idolatry to Christianity. Every unit of our church today, you will see a statue. A statue to Mary, a statue to Joseph, a statue to Nicholas, a statue to this one. She brought idolatry to Christianity. Just as the physical Jezebel brought idolatry to Israel, this prophetic Jezebel brought idolatry also to Christianity. She steered the people to sin. How? There was something this Roman church did in their time. They call it the sales of indulgences. You know the meaning of that? I will offer you pardon if you can pay, depending on how much you can pay, for the sins you have committed and the ones that you are yet to commit. So this is it. I'm a wicked man. I want to go and kill somebody. This is what I'll go and do. I will go and pay for my sin in advance. Somebody is not getting it. Today, we are talking of anointing for sale. Anything you see in the Protestant churches today, it has its roots in that Roman church. All these men of God are pulling money from people. They are learning where Jezebel is. Salvation was sold to the people. Your sins are not forgiven only if you can pay. And you can pay for any sin you want to commit. So people were living anyhow as long as they can pay for their iniquity. Nobody is talking of repentance. All is buy indulgence. Buy indulgence. Pay for your sin. And you can live as immoral as you want. That was the extent of the wickedness of this woman. Another thing she did was that she killed the saints and the true ministers. In their own history, it is recorded that that Roman church killed about 68 million Christians. If you don't agree with them, they finish you. If you don't submit to them, they kill you. That was how bad it was. Let's quickly say something in Revelation 2. What the Bible calls the deed of the Nicolaitans and the doctrine of Balaam. Okay, let me not go there. That was what she practiced. The prophetic Jezebel scattered Christianity. The problem in Christianity today began from this prophetic Jezebel. Anything you see going wrong in Christianity today started from her. She's the one that messed up the word of God. When the church started, it was one faith. You will not believe A, me, I'll believe B. You will believe C, me, I'll believe D. It all began with this wicked woman, Jezebel. Somebody shout hallelujah. She was the instrument that the Antichrist spirit used against the church. The black horse rider, the effect of that black horse rider is this woman, Jezebel. She killed the church. She messed up the church. But something happened in the process of time. A junction in time came where God dealt her a very strong blow. What we call the shout, what we know in history as the Protestant Reformation, where Martin Luther protested that Roman church. That was when the dominance of that woman was brought down. That was when, for the first time, people can now have access to the word of God. People came out of the system, of this Jezebel system, and for the first time, people are now walking with God according to the scriptures. So light began to shine. Light began to shine. God began to restore the church. God delivered his people from the dominance of Jezebel. Are we together, somebody? God delivered his people from the dominance of Jezebel. But something interesting is going on. Jezebel is still succeeding today. Despite over 500 years ago when Martin Luther broke out of that Catholic system, her power was weakened. All the emperors, all the kings in Rome, everybody declared independence, broke free from her. And the Western European nations all became independent of that Roman Empire. But still yet, Jezebel continued her ministry, even till now. Now, the mystery we are bringing out this morning is that, listen to me, church. We know that that Roman church is still existing today, right? With over 1 billion followers. It's still a force to be reckoned with. It is true. But the children of God protested and came out of that system. A right-thinking person that reads the Bible today cannot feel comfortable in that Roman church. Are we together? Because from the Bible, you did not see anywhere where you pray with rosary. You did not see anywhere where you pray in the name of Saint Mary, Saint Abigail, Saint Nicholas, Saint Agatha, Saint Dorothy, Saint Ngozi. It's not in the Bible. You don't see in the Bible where you pray to the dead. So a right-thinking person that truly wants to follow Christ knows that that system is wrong. But the mystery is that Jezebel has her daughters. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. Revelation 17, 5. Can we read it? The angel was telling John who the woman is. He said, upon her forehead was a name written, mystery. That means you need revelation to understand the woman. Babylon the Great, just as Babylon of old began the rebellion against God in the days of Nimrod, Genesis 11. This Babylon also rebelled against God spiritually. But she's also what? The mother of Alot. When you say somebody is a mother, what does it mean? Oh, this is, am I speaking high grammar? When you say somebody is a mother, what does it mean? She has children, and the names of her children are given. Her children are identified as who? Babylon the Great, the mother of Emeka. Is that what you see in the Bible? Somebody is looking at me as if I'm speaking Greek. Babylon the Great, the mother of Benedict. What do you see there? So our children are described as what? Harlots. Don't forget that she herself was described as a great whore. In Nigerian language, we call her a shewo. Eh? Or olosho. Eh? Or slay queen. Which other one? Eh? Let me hear. There are different synonyms to describe her. She's the mother of our Lord. She has daughters. Are we together? She was called a whore because of the practice of fornication. We saw that in Revelations 2, 21, 22. That means her daughters are also doing the same. Now, this is the mystery. Many of us know Jezebel, but we don't know her daughters. Are we together? You will never go to any Roman church and do like this. Because you know she's Jezebel, right? But do you know who her daughters are? The primary sin of Jezebel is Matthew 13, 33. Let's read it. That's her primary sin. Every other thing, this is her foundational sin. Every other thing she committed is built upon this foundation. What is it? Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Leaven is a corrupting agent, which a woman took. She hid it in three measures of meal. The meal there was what? The word of God. And what did she do? She corrupted it. This is the work of Jezebel. It is this same practice. That is a fornication. That is what makes her a whore. It is this same practice that our daughters are doing. Never sink. The daughter of Jezebel is not Roman church. That is Jezebel. The daughter of Jezebel are among those that protested the Roman church. Brethren, there are only three kinds of churches in the book of Revelation. There is Jezebel, that great church. The up. There is the bride of Jesus Christ. There are also the harlots, the daughters of Jezebel. Jezebel brought about the corruption in Christianity. The bride is married to Jesus Christ through what? The word of God. He said that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by what? The word. The daughters of Jezebel are churches that continue in our fornication. Let me bring it down. When you hear a church say water baptism has expired, that is a daughter of Jezebel. Denying the word of God. Somebody is not getting it. Over 90% of churches in Christianity today are harlots. They are fornicating with the world. Jezebel, we erect an idol called Saint Agatha that you go and bow to. The daughters of Jezebel, it is mommy and daddy's special seat. Oh, you don't talk to them. You go to them on your knees. Papa. You want to understand the daughter of Jezebel? When a man of God comes to tell you that Apostle Paul was wrong, That is who? Ahalot, daughter of Jezebel. The bride of Jesus Christ, when God brought out his people from this Jezebel system, he began a work of restoration. The bride of Jesus Christ, pardon me, are those that are restored to the word of God. Because the Christian faith is defined from this book. Praise God. I hope you know that everything you know about the Lord Jesus is from this book. Everything you know about Christianity is from this book, most especially the New Testament. What Jezebel did was to remove this book from his people, from the people of God, and brought darkness. Then God, through the midnight cry, the shout, protested that system and began to restore his people back to the word of God. Now, Jezebel's daughters are churches that are not Roman in nature, but are not following the restoration of God's word. They are allots. I said Jezebel brought about sin, strange practices into Christianity, Abby. The daughters of Jezebel are doing the same. I've heard a pastor stood at the altar to say that masturbation is not a sin. A popular pastor, one of the biggest pastors in the world. Where did these churches get the celebration of Valentine from? A substitute for the love of God. Why will you see something in the scripture and refuse it and choose another? That's a lottery. And then the fornication that we see, I'm not talking of physical fornication. Fornication is James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? You go to churches today, churches have befriended the world. There are some churches you go to, there's no difference between when you are in a club or in a church. There are some churches that the best thing you can do for yourself is when you're in the church, close your eyes. Especially if you're a man. I speak in Proverbs. If they say, not in bride assembly, when they say be in the spirit, everybody see they look, your eyes are opened. There are some churches, if your eyes are opened, you will see. And when you see, God will have mercy. Church. These daughters of Jezebel are people that refuse to be restored to the word of God. They continue the ministry of that woman Jezebel, which is to reject the word of God. When you show them in the Bible that water baptism is necessary for salvation, and it should be in the name of the Lord Jesus, and they are coming to tell you, where did that doctrine of Trinity come from? Is it not from that woman? Hope you know that Trinity came from that woman, Jezebel. The doctrine of Trinity came from that woman, that church. Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul did not believe in Trinity. So when you see churches that cannot continue, that you tell them water baptism in the name of Jesus, they'll tell you, no, it must be Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You should know a allot now, a daughter of Jezebel. Christmas celebration came from her. Everything that fights the word of God came from that woman, Jezebel. So any spiritual gathering, any fellowship in Jesus' name that refuses the word of God, that is not governed or led by the word of God, is a daughter of Jezebel, is a allot. So for you to know how many daughters of Jezebel we have in the land today. Jezebel, very large woman. She has plenty of daughters, but the bride of Jesus Christ are few. Brother, don't let me, there's a saying in Nigeria, no be for my mouth to go here and say, Abacha, don't die. Don't let me say it more plainer than this. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because it still surprises me how many of us still see many gatherings as Church of Jesus. The fact that Jesus is called doesn't mean that Jesus is honored. You must understand something. I've said it, and our daddy in the Lord here has said it time and time again. Jesus attracts many followers. Among his followers, there are the multitudes. There are also the disciples. In Matthew 5, from chapter 4, the Bible said that multitudes follow Jesus. In chapter 5, the Bible said he went to the mountain and sat apart and called his disciples to himself. All the multitude know is what Jesus can do. Bread giver, way maker, miracle worker, the great deliverer, the great healer. That's what the multitude know. But to the disciples, he's giving the bread of life. Peter said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Are we together? So that a church, they call Jesus' name and anointing is flowing, doesn't mean that church is the bride of Jesus. Shame on you if you're a member of this church and a woman starts a ministry and you go and subject yourself to her, as we have seen several people do. That means while you were in bed assembly, you knew nothing. That's a Jezebel gathering. A daughter of Jezebel, rather. A harlot ministry. So there are many harlot ministries in the land. Are you getting it? The simple test is, are they scriptural? Any church that is not governed by the word of God and is not that Roman church is a harlot ministry. Water baptism has expired. Holy communion has expired. Harlot ministry. Don't argue with them. Are we together? First fruit, bring all your destiny to the pastor. All the tithe and offering belong to the pastor. Harlot ministry. You know, it doesn't matter. You can dress as you want. You can do this. You can behave anyhow. Harlot ministry. Daughter of Jezebel. Mommy Gio, mommy church. Harlot ministry. Daughter of Jezebel. Which other example do you know? You go to a church from morning to night. Nothing about the word of God. Everything is blah, blah, blah. Harlot ministry. Many people have gone to church this morning, being Sunday. But they have gone to what? Harlot ministries. They have gone to fellowship with the daughters of Jezebel. Brethren, when Apostle Paul made statement like, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, it's more than don't fornicate, don't steal, don't lie. It is more about your stand for the truth. God does not have a double standard, and his standard is his word. So we cannot come to God as we want or as we feel. We must subject ourselves to the word of God. Are we together? Any church, any ministry that does contrary to the scripture is a harlot ministry, a daughter of Jezebel. It's as simple as that. I know some people don't vex now. Yes, it is to make you vex. I want to vex you unto salvation. Don't just go anywhere where Jesus is mentioned. Jesus is not interested in your tithe and offerings. He's interested in your soul. First give him your soul. When he has your soul, any other thing can follow. And the only way your soul is won, follow his formula, follow his word. We have used the story of David as an example in this ministry countless times, that David was doing a service to God, but because he didn't go about it according to the word, God scattered that revival. It's brought about death. So many people go to spiritual gatherings and are getting spiritual death to themselves. I'm not saying anything to scare you and say remain in this church. No. If you must belong to a church, make sure it is a church that follows the word of God completely. Not halfway. Like a pastor that left this, one brother that led this assembly, I went to pastor. He wasn't a pastor here, he was a minister. He changed our tracts. He was using our one your pastor tract, but when he got to a point where they said, I want your pastor, all the tithe doesn't belong to the pastor, is an income to the ministry. He reached that one, he changed it. Enter message. Let me not mention his name because he was a minister in this church. He got to that one. When he reached that one, he removed that side. So as the story goes, one of his church members one day now saw the original tract. Was reading his own, reading his own. There is a point that says all the tithes, how can you give the tithe to the pastor? Chaos began in the ministry. That means that man had an agenda. That's the Allot ministry. You must follow the work completely. That is why we have a leadership in Bride Assembly that once we see that we are doing something contrary to the word of God, no matter how many years we have held on to it, we take a U-turn. Because you can be sincere and sincerely wrong. But sincerity is not enough. Truth must follow sincerity. Are we together? Brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Don't just go and yoke yourself to any ministry. Because they see vision. And people following the anointing there doesn't mean that that kind of ministry will take you to heaven. You can receive miracles anywhere. But when we talk of going to heaven, eternal life, it is scarce. You can't find it anywhere. Jesus advised that we should enter through the narrow gate, the straight gate, and follow the narrow way. He said, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many people enter. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. Now, the scary part is that last statement. He said, few there be that find it. If you have found the way that will lead you to eternal life, follow it. Hold on to it. Avoid the daughters of Jezebel. Inasmuch as you have avoided Jezebel, don't let her continue her work in your life through her daughters. Run from Allot ministries and Allot ministers. Praise the living God. Let me just take one question. Any question? Mommy, you couldn't even wait for me to finish. Just one question. Time is up.
Praise the Lord.
Please, for further questions, join us. We'll not be able to have asked the pastor tomorrow because of the youth conference. So when we resume, you can send your questions. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
I have like three questions.
Three questions.
Firstly, just to add to the point three of you say that about the indulgence. So under, I know that in one of those churches, they pay
the Roman church, the Jezebel
no,
church.
No, sir, the Jezebel, the Harlots church. They pay the priests to say masses for the dead because they believe that when they pay it,
Jezebel church, yeah. That's Jezebel church now.
The Harlots church, the third one now. You said Roman, bride. And then the Harlots church, the daughters.
Yes.
So I'm talking about the daughters.
Okay.
Now. They pay the indulgence that when you pay, those in purgatory, the same as
mommy,
for
I'm
them.
I'm correcting you.
Okay, the Jezebel
is for Jezebel.
Church.
Yes.
Okay, it's for Jezebel, sir. Yes, it's for Jezebel. Then.
Okay, you are adding to.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Indulgences. You know, to go for confessions.
That's right.
You also pay the indulgence. You must have a card. So that card, if you are not a good, if you are not in right financial stand, you may not be allowed to go to that confession.
Most of us from the eastern parts. So if you don't clear your debt, they will not bury your Abi.
Yes. So another something I'm asking. We now know the Harlots Church. At times, they invite you for one reason or the other to come there. As somebody who has known the truth and in the bride.
You are not going to worship. You are going to honor an invitation.
Honor an invitation.
Even unbelievers can invite you to their social gatherings or anything.
Okay.
You know better than to go there and be a part of that church. That's what we mean.
Okay, but you can still be there and some prayers are
many of us still go and pay to see man of God. That is part of Alot ministry. Anointing for say is part of Alot ministry. We will talk about it later.
Thirdly, sir, Jezebel, the physical Jezebel, instructed the nobles to get children of Belial and accuse Ahab of what he did not do, Naboth, and they did. But as we are talking, I was wondering, why should they do it?
The Bible calls them the children of Belial. That means they were children.
The two people, the people he got. But you answered it because you told us that that was during the dark time, they did not have Bible. But at least they had the law. The law was guarding them. The law was against that innocence.
When the Roman church was in power, she controlled both spiritual and secular laws. She even made many kings of Europe go to Jerusalem to fight holy wars called crusade. In fact, she also hindered the progress of secular knowledge, such that for a period of 1,000 years, they entered into the dark ages on carts and horses. They came out of the dark ages on carts and horses. There was no advancement in technology, in science, in nothing. So she controlled both the spiritual realm and the physical. That was how wicked she was. Thank you very much. Can we bow our heads? I'll take more questions some other time. Can you tell the Lord to give you grace to stay in His truth, where the bride of Jesus Christ is called to dwell? Ask for Him to deliver us from this Jezebel spirit and the spirit of our daughters. Talk to the Lord, somebody.
That I may see.